Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Rambling Young Minister podcast. This is Pastor Blake Hart, and today I want to talk about the difficult reality of when faith is hard to find. You know, in light of all of the recent news and tragedies, which seem to be growing ever so more and more with the shootings and all of the other many horrific things that are going on just within the world today, I can truly sympathize with someone who goes, man, it just seems hard to find faith in the midst of all of this brokenness, in the midst of all of this pain, in the midst of all of this tragedy. And I speak specifically to those who have been the victim or who have lost a loved one in light of one of these tragedies. I truly sympathize with you and say, I understand how hard it is right now to seem like you can have any kind of faith, any kind of assurance in anything in light of this fallen world and the tragedies therein. It reminds me of something that I too have gone through in my life, and I think many people, if not everyone, can understand in some way or another. Yes, it may not be as to the eye as tragic or be seen as something that is horrific as maybe a mass shooting, but in every way to those involved, it is just as tragic. This past Mother's Day, I called my grandmother, and I always love the conversations I have with her. She's such a bright spirit, and she has just this incredible zeal for God. And I love listening to the many stories about all of us growing up. But my favorite stories of her that she gives is those that she talks about my mother. Now, my mother passed away from brain cancer at the age of 29. And she left me and my brother and sister and my dad, who was also 29, behind. Now, I'm the oldest of my siblings, and I was only 8 when she passed away. My mother was a devout Christian, and she spent most of her life serving others, serving the church, serving the community, serving others. And what was so amazing is in our family, we have very many unsettling moments. We aren't always the most, I guess you could say, organized or kind bunch. We have had our spouts and arguments. But in the midst of all of that, my mom was in many ways the rock of the family. She was the one who kind of held things together. She was the glue in many ways that just kind of brought us all back. My grandmother always, you know, tells me of these stories of the conversations that they used to have. And as I close my eyes, it's almost as if I can hear her voice within my grandmother's. You know, my grandmother is a great example of faith. To lose a daughter who, in all accounts, was living a life very honorable to God, is so difficult. And yet not one time did she allow herself to get angry with God or to question his purpose. And that has created such a legacy that I hope to follow. Unfortunately, there were many in my family, including myself, whose faith was not that strong. You see, we allowed one moment in our life, a big moment, but still a moment, to completely knock us from our foundation of faith. I spent so many nights asking God, how could he let this happen? I saw many of my mother's friends and families fall away from any sense sort of faith or faith base that they said they had. They just could not believe in a God who would let such a great disciple of his, a great wife and a great mother, suffer and die. I was so confused, and I did not know what I believed anymore, and that remained that way for about 5 years. When I was 16 years old, my father gave me a letter written by my mother shortly before her death. She had written 3 of them, one for each of my siblings, myself and my family, and we were to read these when we became adults, when we turned 18. And really, the whole idea was we needed to be old enough in order to comprehend the weight of her words. There was so much goodness in each line of her letter to me. I read it over and over through shades of tears. Advice on how to treat women and the kind of woman that I had to look for in a wife. Advice on life. Advice on the kind of dad that I need to be. And really, how to live for Christ. All of that was encompassed within this envelope. But there was one line that changed my life for God. My mother's letter pretty much closes with this sentence. I quote, "Baby, I know you do not understand why this is happening. And honestly, I'm not quite sure fully either. But when faith seems hard to find, know this, God is God. And because of that, we have to trust Him. In the midst of this sorrow, He has drawn closer to me. In the midst of this cancer, I have felt Him in ways that I could never ever imagine before. He has been with me in all of this, son. Do not walk away from Him when He has drawn so close to me." Quote, end quote. Those words have rung so loudly within my heart and soul ever since that day. You see, here lies the problem with much of our faith. We often have a hidden agenda in our relationship with the Lord. We say, if God is God, then I won't get a lingering illness. I won't bury any of my children, and I will not suffer any tragedy. And when things do not go according to the agenda of our faith is rocked. And we find ourselves asking the question, God, how could you? Can you imagine the book of Job had his faith been based upon an agenda? I'm sure the book would have read very differently. So what is real faith? What is the kind of faith that we have in the midst of the hard times in this fallen world? And I believe the book of Habakkuk shows us a very real declaration of true faith. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. This is Habakkuk singing his faith to God. Why was he doing so? It's because God's glory had been revealed through Habakkuk's struggles. We must understand that true faith is produced from testing. When it comes to spiritual warfare, the greatest warriors are not adorned in shining armor, rather they are dressed in tested armor. I completely understand it is hard to find faith when it seems like your world has been taken from you, and life seems more dark and uncertain than it ever has, but please remember that our faith is not based upon external circumstances. Our faith, true faith, should be based upon the faithfulness of God, and His faithfulness was most incredibly displayed at Calvary. You see, Christianity is that which can be like Job and say, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Beloved, you need to ask yourself this question today. This is the question every disciple of Christ has to ask themselves and come to fruition with. That is this. If God took everything tomorrow, if He took everything tomorrow, would He still be enough? Would He still be enough? The answer to that question reveals whether or not you truly are a disciple. Would you be able to thank Him for the time you had with those He'd given you? Would you, rather than getting angry for taking your family, your spouse, your mom, your dad, your daughter, your child, whatever it is, instead of being angry, would you say, God, thank you for the gift of having them for a moment. Thank you for just that moment of knowing them, holding them, seeing them, loving them, and having that relationship. Thank you, God. It's all His to give and it's all His to take. Could you still thank Him and rejoice? Would you be able to say to Him, though I am broken today, and though I mourn, and though it feels like my heart has been ripped from my chest, God, I have You, and You are with me. And because You are with me, though my weeping may endure tonight, I know that joy comes in the morning. That's faith, beloved. That's faith. So I say to you today, I know it's hard at times. I know it's so difficult in times to be able to be faithful and to find the faith and to just see past the heartbreak and pain. But beloved, you can have faith in the midst of this. Because I believe in the midst of our suffering, God draws near to us in ways that is incomprehensible in any other way or avenue or context that is possible. And I believe that because my mother declared it when she said that in the midst of this cancer, I have experienced him greater and more intimately than at any other point in her life. Beloved, let us pray that God would grant us this measure of faith as we face the daily tragedy seen in this fallen world. When faith seems hard to find, press into the Lord, for he is the one that delivers it in the midst of the tragedy. God bless. Have a great day.